should we even put a lot of stock in what we see on Monday, since Congress is likely to make it look a lot different than what we'll see?
Oh, I think you need to pay attention to it, but it definitely will be different when it comes out the other side. I believe that the budget does set the president's agenda, and that is absolutely the starting point for negotiations.
If I'm in the middle of a multi-year project and all of a sudden I see tomorrow that money that I expected to be there isn't there anymore, what do I do?
I would be very worried and start looking at mitigation strategies. But it doesn't mean that the program absolutely is going away. But it's, in today's environment, it's not a good sign. I think in years past, it was perhaps easier to get Congress to turn around and keep a program that perhaps the administration wasn't as interested in. But in today's budget world, that's going to be much, much more difficult.
You use the term mitigation strategies. What do those look like in the budget environment that we're in now?
Well, I think for most companies, it's about being very strategic and looking in where you're going to bid and building new teaming partners and going after work that you might not have looked at in the past.
If I'm trying to sell to the government right now, are there openings where there is not as much competition as there's going to be in the hot categories like cybersecurity and cloud and everything as a service? A lot of vendors are playing there. Are there openings where there aren't as many vendors working?
Oh, that's a really good question. I'm going to say that I'm sure that that's probably true, but for most folks in the technology field, I think it's really going to be a struggle.
The concept of finding those spaces and finding where you might have an opening that somebody else doesn't see, I guess, is something that may be possible because of the budget document we'll see on Monday. Might be something to look at.
Well, yeah, it might. It may be something to look at, but I think really what you've got to spend more time on, I mean, yes, look for the innovative plays, but not every company has that. There are very few companies that really have something that nobody else has got. There are a few, and they're in good shape if they do. But more, I think it's how do you continue to keep a strong relationship with your government partners? How do you make sure that your service or your product is priced competitively in today's market? If you've got a strong relationship and can show that you're driving value and you were competitively priced, then you'll stay in the game.
You use the word innovation, and agencies are telling vendors they want to see more innovation. Vendors are telling me that agencies are not fleshing out what their definition of innovation is, and so it's hard for the vendors to produce what the agency's looking for. It's almost a chicken or egg argument. How do you get a hold of which one of those you're going to be?
chicken or egg, or bring me a rock. It is one of the communications challenges that exists between government and industry. The government wants creative ideas, and the industry is never exactly sure what that means. And at the end of the day, I think many folks in industry find that government tends to come down on a more risk-averse path. And so you're careful about how much investment you make in carrying forward something that's really innovative and different when the track record is maybe not so great.
Relationships is another word that you used, Anne, and the relationships are hard to build sometimes because you want to be careful that you're not doing anything that you shouldn't be doing, and the agencies make it hard sometimes because they want to make sure that they're not doing anything they shouldn't be doing. Dan Gordon introduced Mythbusters to try to get rid of some of that uncertainty. Are you seeing any residual effects that Mythbusters has made an impact on the ability of vendors to communicate with agency people?
It's brought more attention to the problem. That is true, but I don't know that we're approaching solutions. I do think, and I have talked with some folks in government who are really struggling, genuinely struggling with how to achieve better communication. Some of their challenges involve just how much time they have relative to how many vendors there are that they'd like to talk to. They're looking for different models to engage in conversation. Because I think at the end of the day, they get that everybody is better off if you can have a better understanding of what the nature of the challenge is that you're trying to resolve, or what it is on government side you're looking for. And at the same time, on industry side, if you have an opportunity well before requirements are fixed, to share some of the ideas and thinking and thoughts about, you know, the art of what's possible.